So, moving on from the conservation easement then, what I'm going to do today is walk you through the baseline data document, which, in a good segue that Scott gave me here, is not finished because we can't find the corners, so we don't know exactly where things are on the ground, so we still need to take more photos when that is done. We have a little bit of a chicken and egg issue here, as you're aware of. But hopefully this will be done soon, and we'll add to what we have here. So let me remind you what baseline data is. This is a set of documents that goes with this conservation easement. It has the main purpose of setting a baseline, making a statement about what this property that is to be protected looks like now, what its features are, and in particular to the easement, there are areas, you know, we make two land use areas in this easement, so that education maintenance area and a natural area. We talk about trails, we talk about the type of shoreline there is, we talk about the existing roads that are out there. That's all words on the page. The baseline data adds pictures and maps to those words to give a snapshot of how the property is at this time. It's what is probably most important for our organization because we have to check this every year for 100, 200, how many years? We don't know. It's as long as our legal system is in place. This gives us a snapshot of what we're talking about. So let me run through with you. Duane's help, we put it up on a screen. Let me just show you what it generally looks like. This is what you're going to be looking at. We will make probably three or four copies of this. It needs to be done in archival format so that these are special archival sleeves, special paper, special photos, and it lasts. It's generally that one copy will be signed by everyone, sealed, and put in a fireproof safe. This is what is taken to court if there's ever an issue in the future, a sealed version of it. We will walk around every year when we check this easement, carrying another copy of this, to use it to check how things look in relation to when the easement was granted. So we'll be looking at these photos to see if they're pretty similar, how they've changed, if they've changed how that is in relation to the easement document.
Is there any place to do some education opportunity for schools?
Yeah, on a high detail level, but yes. So just to give you a sense of what happens with that, generally the landowner is given a copy and the holder organization has two copies. The official one that gets sealed and put away and never touched, and the version that we use to steward the easement. In this case, I think this committee is likely to need a copy as well. So we'll be making all sorts of copies. So let me run through with you on the screen what this is. It starts out with a few pages of text, real specific to our stewards. It just, you know, every island has an island number. We get the addresses of each party. And then, as I have told you before, the purpose of the conservation easement is one of the most important parts for interpretation and thinking about it in the future. That's put in here pretty much verbatim from the easement. I have the word in Searsport highlighted because when we drove around to look at public vantage points on the mainland, there are two in South Springs.
Yep. So that's a word processing glitch down to Fort Mainland County.
Yes. Wherever you are, I'm sure it
is.
As I said, this is not done. We're waiting for some final changes before we cut and paste from the easement to put that back in here. So
sorry, I didn't mean that.
No, that's okay. That kind of thing is going to happen in here. But so again, the word Searsport is highlighted because when we drove, one of the things we did was drive around and look for public vantage points for public roadways. There are two in Stockton Springs that we've documented. So from our standpoint, that means Searsport had to come out. Okay, next page, please. Condition of the property, this is wording right from the easement that you've already seen. We talk about how the property is, and then we talk about what structures and improvements are on it. So this is pretty much pulled from the easement. All right? Then we get to a list of attachments to this document. in this case, it's a pretty lengthy one, and I'm going to run you through them one by one. But this list is important because the next page, right there, whoops, one after that. This list is really long. Nope, after that. Okay, it's where the holder and the grantor need to sign. In this case, a planning commissioner is the signature, I assume. And then I need to sign it because, in our relation, I'm the person at the moment that goes through silent there to say what we're both signing to say in this case is, yes, we both agree that this depicts this property the way it is at this time. So we're signing to that whole list of attachments, too. Okay, let me run through the attachments. And this is a notarized signature. So we go through a general area map, which again, this is just the protected property. So you're going to start seeing this as a piece in itself, the red. Next. And stop me with any questions. I'm just going to run through this quickly. This is again a topographic map of the protected property. This is the tax map. It is where it is. Yes, you're probably right. The town property. This is nearby conservation land. This is the exhibit B that you have from the conservation movement. And this easement, in the whereas clauses, there are a lot of citations to deeds and the conservation easement on the tower lot, Code of Federal Regulation language. What else? There were a bunch of different legislation citations, and if you can keep going through it. All those need to be in here because they were in whereases. So we spent some time collecting those. Oops, with the maps in between. These are put in order in relation to the whereas clauses. Everything's tied to the whereas clauses. And these maps are maps from your process. DOT worked with us to get them over to us. It seemed relevant. They showed the channel, the symmetry, the streams. This is one with the clamps, because that was mentioned in the whereas.
It's all in natural resource data later,
right.
So we know.
Yeah. We included this, plant and animal habitat. The Natural Areas Program helped us with that. That's right.
Now I want to see a picture of that.
I don't have one of those, sorry. And there are two aerial photographs. And this shows the dune grasslands. Again, Natural Areas Program gave us that. That's great. So this is some of the citations I mentioned. Again, we're going in order of the whereas clauses and the citations they have. So this language was cited. Here's the full language. This is the statute, the act regarding the management and use of Sears Island. That needs to be in here. This is the consensus agreement that you all know. This is the town zoning ordinances, because the whereas cites town ordinances of planning. And the town was very helpful at getting that. This is the land use map of the town. Then we have sections from the comprehensive plan, town of Sears Court. There are a lot of sections in here that talk about Sears Island. All of those are photocopied and in here. And the map, which was part of the comprehensive plan, the shoreline zoning map for Sears Court, that's in there. Another aerial showing the nature of the cover of the property, whether it's forest or open. Another, the
town gave us one that we didn't have. No, I didn't.
Maybe it's you, Dave.
And then we go to photographs. And Glenn has four sets of this. Sorry about that, Glenn. But we'll run through these pretty quickly. The photographs have, I think it's about three purposes. One, the general nature of the property, different areas of it. There's some open meadows, there's the road, there's the wooded areas, there's the shoreline. That's the general nature of those. And then it goes through specific things that are mentioned. There's a 10-foot wide gravel road along the right way to the tower lot. That's mentioned. We need to be very specific here with the GPS points of where they are, when they were taken, what direction we were looking, and what they depict in relation to the easement. This is the list of all the photos. We got to know Sears pretty well.